You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100, your favorite radio station, is ready to pay you $10,000. That's the grand prize that we have for Mix 100's cash tag. Powered by Swift On-Site Services. And all you have to do is go online to Mix 100 Denver's Facebook page. Don't forget the Denver part. Mix 100 Denver. Facebook or Instagram, and you'll find a fun little video tagged or pinned to the top of those sites. You simply comment and tag a friend. That's it. Get it. Cash tag is called.
Isn't that a great name?
And once you do that, you're eligible to win money. Starting Tuesday, we'll be handing out $100 bills, and then somebody will ultimately win 10 grand. That is real cheddar right there, my friend. So again, Mix 100 Denver on Facebook and the IG. Good luck from Mix 100. Jeremy was telling me the day we got back from our Christmas break that you were in the store, Jer. Was it day after Christmas? 2 days after Christmas.
Oh,
and the aisles were full of what?
Valentine's Day candy. All the little conversation hearts were out. The boxes of chocolates. It was like Christmas never happened. And it was completely wiped bare of tinsel and anything holly jolly, and it was straight into Cupid's rear end, man. And it's funny, just a couple days ago, I was at a store, and they've already had got Easter stuff up, too. I mean, it's like they're rolling. Let's roll with this. Let's go. Let's go.
And then out of Easter, they start putting up Halloween candy, right?
Right, so. Pretty much. It'll be 4th of July stuff, and then Halloween.
So now we do roll into Valentine weekend. And it was funny, we were laughing because there was a survey. They went out and asked thousands of people. And the way they worded it was, do you think Valentine's Day is a, quote, real holiday? And really, the funny thing is, more than 50% said no. They're going to celebrate it, okay? And they're going to acknowledge it.
Yes, you have to.
But they say it's not a real holiday. As they worded it, they said, we only celebrate it because corporations have tricked us into caring.
Well,
so what?
Well, it's kind of true because you do walk into the stores and it's like, boom, in your face, everything pink and red. And you're like, oh, it's that time of year again.
Do you honestly believe that Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas would be the same?
It's all in the same basket here.
If you hadn't been, it's all in your Easter basket.
It is.
You've been tricked into making all of these things commercial. So,
is there a backstory to Valentine's Day? I am sorry, I have never looked that up.
Saint Valentine.
I honestly thought it was a Hallmark holiday. Yeah, was there a Saint Valentine? What's with Cupid?
Yeah, St. Valentine is the patron saint of husbands who have made terrible mistakes.
Okay, all right. Saint of my bad. Saint, I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
So my position on Valentine's Day has always been the same. Is that, like Gretchen and I, we do not buy anything for each other for Valentine's Day. And some people are like, oh, you don't must not really love each other. No, it's just that we acknowledge, we might even say the words, hey, happy Valentine's Day,
I love you,
something like that. But we're not down. Like, I know there's this whole thing of people who are single that, you know, it's all about, oh, you name a cockroach after your ex, or what did you tell us this morning? Is it Hooters?
Oh, yeah, Hooters. If you go shred a picture of your ex, you get free wings, which sounds awesome.
Yeah, and I know over the last 15, 20 years, it's been a big thing to, like, you know, highlight all the negative stuff. Like, oh,
well, it is in your face. I mean, everyone's like, love, 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 love. It's great to be with somebody. Oh, I'm glad I have a boyfriend, girlfriend. And then there's all the single people like, screw this day.
Well, yeah, I
know. Or you've been done dirt. You know, it's a day that you're peeling a lot of scabs off for people, I think, you know?
I guess. I mean, look, I've been, you know, dumped before by people, and I've spent Valentine's Day single in my life, and I don't remember a single one of them where
good,
I was
does
like,
it?
I'm unhappy,
but it doesn't feel good.
It's
like there's really none of the other major holidays that if you're single, you can still celebrate, you know?
But what's the,
but then this but, one's like, this is just for celebrate? People in love. It's all for you.
I don't know.
Great.
If you go down the aisle of the cards at Valentine's Day, at least half of them are for your children, your parents, your coworkers, your right.
And then
they're
how
still
sad
finding
is
a
that?
Way of squeezing money out
That's
of you.
Just an additional punch in the throat. I don't have anyone that I can make out with today. I'll get grandma a card.
I just can't respect people who whine over it. It's like,
well,
come
I
on.
See
just,
where they're
then
coming
then
from.
Then you're single. I've been single on Valentine's Day. I survived the day.
You'll survive. It just
God,
stings a little bit.
I know. But you know what? We also like, you know, playing victim. That's people love that.
Heck yeah.
So the next question, let's move on here. The next question was they asked people, they're like, is Valentine's Day still going to be the same this year during a pandemic?
It'll be a little more difficult.
It has been in years past.
I mean, you can't go out. Well, yeah, I guess you can now. Like here in Colorado, restaurants are 50%. You can go have a nice romantic date night, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What else were you going to do? You can still go to a hotel if you want.
Yeah.
You still make out.
64% of people said, yeah, it's going to be just as important this year. There will be no changes uh-huh. whatsoever.
Unless you're single. Ooh. Dude, we are like you. Nick, Nick, and I made a little pinky promise because I usually break these things, and I still will bring flowers or do something just to acknowledge the day. But we did do a pinky promise this year that we weren't going to do anything for each other.
Yeah.
Just like you, just acknowledge it. And
I'll tell you what we're
maybe we'll have
do,
a nice
though.
Dinner. I'll make something.
We've been holding on to this bottle of champagne for a long time.
Yeah.
And we keep doing this thing like, we need like some sort of special occasion or whatever. So I just floated the idea the other day. I said, do you want to just open that this weekend? And she goes, no, here's what I want to do. She goes, I want to go to the store and get all the ingredients for those really badass cocktails that we like to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because she makes like a black Manhattan and then some other type of like old-fashioned. She just makes some really cool cocktails.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. How's that?
Get wasted.
We're just going to drink really cool cocktails.
Well, then what are you saving the champagne for? It's still going to go back
I
on the
don't
shelf.
Know. It's still just going to stay out in the fridge.
I'm telling you, this is an occasion like when you win the big game, you pop that, and then you spray it all over each other, Dom. I've always said, why can't we do what the sports guys do, like on a normal Sunday?
Put goggles on.
I want you to pop the cork and hose each other down with it.
Oh, that is
great. And then embrace and make out.
What's the most romantic thing to drink on Valentine's Day? Another survey. You can see they're all out there. Red wine was number one. Champagne was number two. White wine, number three. And then somehow 29% of people mentioned rosé.
Yucky.
No.
That's weird.
And then wine cocktails like sangria, martinis,
beer.
Vodka, and a G&T. Brought up the rear.
Hawaiian
nothing in here
punch
about a
and
black
brown
Manhattan,
gravy.
Though.
Brown gravy was on the list, too. That's a weird one.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, come on.
No, and then the last thing I have for you, I'll ask you this, Jeremy.
Yes.
There was a survey of people asking about, you know what we need to cover this week, either tomorrow or Friday, is this thing about going out on a first date for Valentine's Day. Is that a good thing to do or a bad thing to do?
Talk about upping your pressure to really pull off a great date. We should talk about that this week.
Maybe we'll plug
it
in tomorrow.
Plug it in.
You know, first date on Valentine's Day. But this other survey, and this is the last one I'll tell you about, is asking people if it's cool to split the bill on a first date. Now, for years and years and years and years and years, you know, the etiquette was the gentleman pays. And I'm old-fashioned. I happen to believe in that. But we have reached a tipping point. It has now flipped to the other side. Now a majority of people in the year 2021 believe that you should always split the check on a first date.
Oh, man. Is that the Gen Zers and talking about that and, you know, making everything equal and
I'm
which
sure
is cool,
that they
which
have
is fine.
I'm sure they've led the way. It has to be generational.
Fine. It's got to be generational because I'm in your camp. If I were to go out on a date again, I would totally have to pay In fact, I'd even probably pay a little bit more and make sure she saw the bill that I was really generous. But I'd probably just tack on an extra $10 for the heck of it, you know?
I thought when you said I would pay more, I thought you were talking about paying her. I'm like, really? That's what you're resorting to?
What kind of date are we on here?